वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः।
सो नारद जी सजेस्ट अस भक्ति शास्त्राणि मननीयानि तद उद्बोधक कर्माणि करणीयानि। सूत्र नंबर 76। इसे भक्ति शास्त्री मननीयानि मीन्स यू शुड रिफ्लेक्ट ऑन द भक्ति शास्त्र। सो बिफोर रिफ्लेक्शन नेचुरली वी हैव टू स्टडी ऑल्सो। तो देयरफॉर श्रवणीयम मननीयम एंड आफ्टर दैट इसे तद उद्बोधक कर्माणि करणीयानि। Then after that, whatever instructions are given in Bhakti Shastra, follow it. Don't stop there. I have done Shravan, I have understood Bhakti. So you are not going to get result from that. You have to make it doubt-free. And after that, you apply that instructions in your life. Then he says, Sukh, Dukh, Ichha, Labh, Adi, Tyakte, Kale, Pratikshamane, Chanardham Api, Vyartham, Naneyam. So people even at that time used to give many excuses, you know. I am Sukhi. Why should I go to temple? I am Sukhi. Or I am Dukhi. Abhi marne ka fursat nahi hai. I am so busy. I can't do any bhakti. Okay, then he says, Ichha. So my Ichha is that I have already got 1 billion, I want another billion. Ichha, desire is still there. Labh, oh, let me attain this thing. Let me attain retirement. Let my children be settled. Then I will start bhakti. Then I will start Vedanta. Narad Maharshi says, त्यक्ते काले इफ यू आर वेटिंग फॉर दैट प्रतीक्षमाने क्षण अर्धम अपि व्यर्थं न नेयम्। इफ यू आर वेटिंग फॉर दैट पर्टिकुलर टाइम लेट द सूटेबल कंड्यूसिव टाइम कम। इट इज नॉट गोइंग टू हैपन, नॉट गोइंग टू हैपन। ही सेड नॉट इवन हाफ मोमेंट यू शुड वेस्ट। सी द अर्जेंसी विच नारद इज सेइंग, नॉट इवन वन मोमेंट, हाफ मोमेंट ऑल्सो यू शुड नॉट वेस्ट। Start your sadhana right away. Chanardana. Why should we start our sadhana? The result is given in the chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita in the last portion. If you are interested to know what will I get with starting the sadhana, then attend Bhagavad Gita chapter 6 discourse in Hindi next week. Okay. Then he says, Ahinsa, Satya, Saucha, Daya, Astik, Adi, Charitrani, Paripalinyani. Paripalinyani means cultivate. What? Ahinsa, non-violence. Then Satya, truthfulness. Saucha, cleanliness. Daya, you should have compassion. And Astikya. Astik means faith in Lord. Faith in Lord, you should have that. Adi, what do you mean by Adi? Refer to chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita. The rest of the qualities are given there, the values. And now he says, Charitrani. Not only you have to understand, make it your own wisdom, make it virtue. Values should be made virtues. It should be followed. Not only count on finger how many values are given in Bhagavad Gita chapter 13. No. We have to follow that. Paripalniyani. Then what else to be done? Sarvada. Always. Sarvabhavena. Sarvabhavena means wholeheartedly. Kaya vacha mansa. Sarvabhavena. Nischintai. Nischintai. Don't worry about the material world. No stress, no anxiety of the material world. Without anxiety and stress, you should start your sadhana nischantai. Bhagavan eva bhajaniyam. Bhagavan alone is to be invoked. Bhajaniyam. What will happen? Sankirtamana, if you do this thing, whatever is suggested by Naraji, Sankirtamana, Sigram, very soon. Sigram, soon. What will happen? Eva Abir Bhavati. Eva Bhagwan will come. Abir Bhavati. Then you may have got out. Patani Bhagwan ye hai ki nahi hai. Then he says, Anubhavayati Bhaktan. Anubhavayati. He will tell you, I am that Bhagwan. To Bhakta he will do that. Now the next slok, 81, verse number. Sutra number
81. Bhakti reva gariyasi.
He said two times, Bhakti reva gariyasi. Bhakti is greater. Or greatest, gariyasi, highest. In three satya, what is this three satya? In three types of satya, the truth, bhakti is greatest. So, what are these three satya? Past, present and future. Kal is satya. Kal, the time is satya. It's continuous. Past, present, future is always there. Satya. Then three worlds are also satya relatively. Patal lok, Martya lok and Swarga lok. Three worlds. So from the standpoint of time, past, present and future, from the standpoint of world, Martya lok, lower lok, Patal lok, higher lok, Swarga lok, and three paths of devotion, or three paths of attaining that Paramatma, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga. In these three satya, he says Bhakti Yoga is the greatest. Bhakti Yoga is greatest because it is simple, it requires no pre-qualification, nothing is required. And we already have got the capital of love, only we have to shift our portfolio. Whole love is invested in the world. Now we have to withdraw some love from the world and invest in Bhagwan. This is what we have to do. Now we have to add Paramatmana in this. Tri Satyasya Paramatmana Bhakti Eva Gariyasi. Paramatmana. Who is this Paramatma? This Paramatma is Satya. Satya means it stays in three periods of time. Now we refer back to what are the three Satya. Paramatma was in past, Padmatma is in present, and Paramatma will be in future, in three satya. Kaal. And in the three worlds, all the three worlds, Patal Lok, or Martya Lok, or Swarga Lok, or all 14 lokas, he is the substratum. The loka may come and go, but the Paramatma is satya. And in karma, bhakti and jnana, easiest in the all these three, the bhakti is the easiest one. Therefore, devotion to Paramatma is supreme and is to be attained. Don't understand up to this only, that bhakti yoga is the supreme. We have to attain it. Okay. So, Naraji, can you tell us how many ways are there? How can we attain it? How can we practice this bhakti to gain Bhagwan? So Nari said, I've already said you in Sutra number 2, it is Param Prema Swarupa. Already told you, but anyway, if you want to know further detail, I will tell you how to start. So Naradji suggests here 11 ways. 11 ways. In Bhagavatam we get Navada Bhakti. In Ramayana also, Bhagavan Ram gives to Savari Navada Bhakti. But here Naradji is suggesting something more than that. He says there are 11 ways you can take it. You take anyone and revel in that. Jo marji hai lelo. I am suggesting you. Okay, what are these? Next sutra. Sutra 82.
Guna mahatmya sakti. Rupa sakti. Puja sakti. Smarana sakti. Dasya sakti. Sakhya sakti. Vatsalya sakti. Kanta sakti. Atmanivedana sakti. Tanmayata sakti. Parama viraha sakti rupa. Ekadha api.
So there are many ways. In Bhagavat we see there are 9. What are those? Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasevanam, archanam bandhanam dasyam, sakyam atmanivedanam. And in Ramayana, pratama bhagati kar santan sangha, then it is in rebel in my katha. So this way 9 bhaktis are given here, there also. So Naradji is adding some more to that. 9 plus something. Ekadha api, nature of bhakti is one only. In all these 11, one thing is common. What is that common? Prem, love. Is the common factor is love. But this prem, this love manifests in many ways. How? Mahatma give example. How? Like love of mother toward the child manifests in many ways. How? Hugging is also love. Kissing your child is also love. Giving gift to child is also love. Slapping your child is also love. See, out of love we do all these things. This love manifests in different ways. Or dressing your child nicely, that also is love. Child doesn't know what is he wearing, but the mom, she becomes very happy when she dresses her child beautifully. So first one is Gun Mahatma Asakti, love for the glory and reveling in that gun. So in all, in this path, Gun Mahatma, we revel in the greatness and the glories of Bhagwan or Gun of Bhagwan. So Tulsidas ji has written many songs about Bhagwan's virtues and he says, Eso ko udar jagamahi binu seva jo drave di. Din par Ram sahis ko nahi. Who is there in this whole world who is like Ramji? How? Without seva, he is so compassionate that he is ready to bless you. And other gun of Ramji is there, kindness, compassionate, love, generosity. And other example we find, those who reveled in the gun of Bhagwan, they are Vyas, Ved Vyas, Bhagavatam, reveling in the gun of Bhagwan, Sukhdev is also, he gave knowledge of bhakti to Parikshit, and then Narad, whole life devoted to Bhagavan, spreading the bhakti only, Narad. Rupasakti. Rupasakti, the form, handsome form of Lord, Rupasakti. So his beauty is more than beauty of millions of Kamdev. So it is said, Kandarp Aganita Amita Chabi Ranga Neela Neera Jasundaram. Kandarp Amit, immeasurable, inaccountable. Kandarp Kamdev. If they all are standing, the beauty of all Kamdev, the beauty of Ramji is more than that. More than that. Okay. So therefore people decorate with their houses with all the Devi Devtas because they are so beautiful. Nowadays children decorate with something else. That is a different thing. But in India you will find people decorate with the Bhagwan's photos. Puja Sakti. Puja Sakti. Puja Dishu Anuragiti Parasarya. Many people do puja only. Chalo, theek hai, that also is good. That is one way. Then Smarna Sakti, remembrance of the Lord by Japmala. Japmala, when you are doing the japa of the Lord, you try to see that the Lord is standing in front of you. And you are remembering Lord. Japmala. This way, who are the bhakta who followed this path? Dhruva and Prahlad. They followed, remember Lord continuously. Dasya Sakti, Bhakta wants to serve Lord because they consider them servant. You see, one thing beautiful about the bhakti is that they don't want mukti. Don't want mukti. They don't want even to go to the lok of Bhagwan or Sarupya, Samipya, Sayuja. No. Why? I want to serve in all my life, in all my janma. I want only a chance to serve Bhagwan. Bas. Nothing else I need. And who are the people who became servant of Bhagwan? Servant of Bhagwan. Like Gopika. Bina mol ki cheri. Cheri means the servant. Bina mol ki. No pay, no bonus, no perks. But the Gopikas are all servant of Bhagwan. Meera. Mane chakar rakho ji. She is telling Bhagwan, you keep me as your servant. You see? Mane chakar rakho ji. In Tyagaraj, he has written many bhajans. I want to be your servant. Many bhajans he has written. In Bhagavad Gita also, in Karma Yoga it is said, you become servant of the Lord. Same thing suggested, whether you go by any mark, we have to do it. Okay, why? Because the bhakta are very clever. Why? They always want to be in the presence of Lord. If I become the servant of Lord Gopika or Meera, what they are requesting Lord? Oh, make me my servant. Make me your servant. And we want to be always with you. And Hanumanji, Vidur, they were all bhakta of this type. Dasya. Hanumanji is Das Bhav. Best form. Best example is Das Bhav. Then Sakya Bhakti, friend, like Arjun and Sudama, they followed this Sakya, friend. And Bhagwan said, Acha, can I become Sudama? Can I become Arjun? Oh yes, why not? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Suruhidr Sarva Bhutanam, I am friend of all living beings. So we can also become friend. So whatever way you like, any way, any connection, you can do it. Vasalya Sakti, motherly love for child, like Yashoda and Kausalya. Yashoda. The relationship between Yashoda and Bhagwan Sri Krishna is very famous, that we all know. Kanta Sakti, Lord is my beloved. Kanta Sakti. That we find in Meera, Radha, Sita. Meerabai in childhood saw a procession of marriage going on. She asked her mother, when will I get married? To whom I will get married? Very young child. Her mother said, got an idol of Lord Krishna. You will get married to this. And she believed. She believed. And after that she said, Mere to Girdhar Gopal dusara na koi. You see? Dusara aur koi nahi hai. Girdhar Gopal. Atma Nivedanam Sakti. Atma Nivedanam Sakti means total self-offering. Not to have any personal desire. Atma Nivedan, total surrender, like Hanumanji. In the whole of Ramayana, you will not find a single instance of Hanumanji doing anything for himself. Everything is for Lord Rama. In Bhagavad Gita also, in the last, Arjuna says, Karishye Vachanam Tava. After whole Bhagavad Gita, he says, whatever Lord you say, I will do. I will do that. So another meaning of Atma Nivedan is realizing oneness with the Lord. No ego. No ego. It is becoming one at the absolute level. Absolute level. Tanmayata Sakti in bhajan, kirtan, sometimes bhakt goes to the bhav samadhi. Bhav samadhi means they are so engrossed in the kirtan, they are dancing and singing, and with the open eye they are seeing Bhagwan. Bhagwat Sarup everywhere, he's seeing every Bhagwan is only. This is called Bhav Samadhi. The Bhav comes, and they don't get tired. They dance so much, kirtan and doing on. Then, Param Virha Sakti. Param Virha Sakti, Bhakta may feel burning anguish of separation. Burning, birha. We all have experience. How? When our children go out to college or to other city far away, birha. I am certain each one of you have experienced that, birha. So it is biyog. And then sometimes it is sanyog. When they come back, what happens? You are happy. So, viraha is both biyog and sanyog. So, when there is a sanyog, there is ananda. It is not that out of sight, out of mind. My son or daughter has gone away, now it is out of my mind. It never happens. Never happens. Similarly, Bhagwan, viraha sakti, if Bhagwan is not there in my mind, oh, he feels anguish of separation. And whenever he thinks, yeah, oh, it is with me, then there is ananda. Continuous ananda. So Bhagwan Krishna went to Braj Bhumi after birth. Devaki Vasudev, biyog. See? Biyog. And when came to Mathura, Brajavasi Gopi experienced biyog. And from there, when he came back to Mathura, then Gopika also, they biyog. Lord has gone away. Ramji went for Vanvas for 14 years. Ayodhya Vasi, there was biyog. And you see, love matures, you know. You continuously remember, love matures, it ripens. So what to talk about the Bharatji? Bharatji was also biyog, experienced the biyog, anguish he was experiencing. So this sanyog biyog, only biyog is also not good, only sanyog is also not good. Both sanyog and biyog has to be there. Both is to be required. So if in biyog, what happens? In biyog, we remember Lord more. When we remember Lord more, Lord comes. Sanyoga. In biyog also, we all remember our children, perhaps every day, every moment, what he's doing. When we are eating, we are thinking whether he has eaten or not. See, every moment we are thinking. Similarly, if we think about Lord every time, then Lord will come. Okay. Ekadhapi, though one. Ekadhapi. All is love only. Ekadhapi. But it manifests how many? Ekadastha bhavati. The same love has become 11 types of love. See? Ekadas. Ek plus das, 11. 11. It become 11 types of bhakti. Okay. So whatever suits us, we can take any one of them. Whatever. Anyone, you can reach there. But few of us will say, pata nahi hai, you know, all the 11 type doesn't suit me, you know. I don't like. But Naradji will say, okay, better luck next time. You take another janma now. If you can't do it in this janma, okay. Better luck next time. Okay, next sutra.
Iti evam vadanti.
Iti evam vadanti.
Janajalpa nirbhayaha.
Janajalpa nirbhayaha.
Ekamataha.
Ekamataha.
Kumara.
Kumara.
Vyasa.
Vyasa.
Shuka.
Shuka.
Shandilya.
Shandilya.
Garga,
Garga, Garga,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Vishnu, Kaudinya,
Kaudinya,
Kaudinya, Shesha,
Shesha,
Shesha, Uddhava,
Uddhava,
Uddhava, Aruni,
Aruni,
Bali,
Bali,
Bali, Hanumat,
Hanuma,
Hanumat, Vibhishana Adayaha,
Vibhishana Adayaha,
Bhaktyacharyaha,
Bhaktyacharyaha. So, iti eva badanti, thus bhakti acharya se. These are all the names of all bhakti acharya. Huh? All the bhakti acharya say this way. So, that is how Naradji started, you know. In the first sutra only, he said, athato bhakti vyakhya syamaha. We are going to expound. He never said, I am going to expound. Because he knew that I am going to take all the materials from the different acharya. Okay. Janajalpa nirbhaya. Janajalpa nirbhaya. What is jalp? Can anybody raise their hand only this way? You don't have to unmute. I have already talked about jalpa. When was that? Only two lectures before. When I was saying, Vado na avalambyaha. Vada jalpa vitanda. What is jalpa? Yes.
Jyoti.
Jyoti ji said, okay. Jalp is what that? Jalp is that in which the two parties, they don't want to come to any... I mean, the idea is not to achieve, attain the truth. What is the truth? In Vaad, both parties are interested to get the truth. In Jalpa, both parties have got the argument, but they want to defeat other. None of them want to reach truth. What is the truth? And in the Vitanda, they have got no argument. Only point is that I want to defeat other. That's all. Khatam. So here it is said, jan jalpa nirbhaya. These people are fearless. Fearless. What other people say? Kya hai? Bolne do usko. Does not matter to me. They are not afraid of what the people will say. Okay. Say, they know this alone is the supreme gain of life. What? Bhagavat prapti or bhakti is the supreme gain of my life. That goal they remember always. Materialist people will not like this thing. They will criticize. Are aapne tika lagaya hai? Why? Why are you going to temple? So, let them criticize. It doesn't matter. Tulsidasi se sabkin kahe tulsi ke mate itno jag jeevan ke phale. So, Ram Prem is the goal of life, said Tulsi, without fearing people. What people will say? Bolne to. I'm going to Chinmay Mission. Don't feel shy. If your friends are saying, why, kahan ja rahe ho? I'm going to Chinmay Mission. Nirbhay. Ek mata of unanimous opinion, Bhakti Acharya says that this bhakti is pancham purusarth. Pancham purusarth or param purusarth. Dharma, Artha, Kam, Moksha, these are four purusarth. But these Bhakti Acharya says this is the fifth purusarth, bhakti, and it is param purusartha. Who are these acharya? Kumar. Kumara means four Kumar. Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar. Vyasa, Vyas Bhagwan. Sukha, Sukadevji. Garga, Garga Rishi. Who said Kathadi Suiti Garga? Earlier we have seen this thing. Vishnu, here is not Bhagwan Vishnu, it is a Bhakta. Rishi Bhakta, Vishnu. Kaundinya, he was also a Rishi. Sesa, Ses Bhagwan, thousand hooded. Ses Bhagwan. Uddhava, friend of Bhagwan, Sri Krishna. Uddhava. Then Aruni, Guruji, Gurudev says, perhaps for Nimbakacharya. Nimbakacharya was a Bhakti Acharya. Gurudev says, perhaps Aruni is that. Bhakta. But other place we find one more Aruni. He was disciple of Dhaumya Rishi. Dhaumya. Dhaumya Rishi. Bali, Raja Bali, known in Bhavan Avatar, is also very famous. Then Hanuman, Bibhishan. Hanuman, Bibhishan. We find Hanumanji also is the Param Bhakta. Bibhishan. Bibhishan sought Parabhakti from Ramji and Ramji gave him. In last Sundarkand, we studied that. When Vibhishan met Ramji, he said, Bhagwan, you give me one thing, that bhakti you give me, which will never go away. Parabhakti you give me. And that he got. Now, last sutra. It guarantees sure success.
Yahidam Narada Proktam.
Yahidam Narada Proktam.
Shivanushasanam,
Shivanushasanam,
Vishwasiti,
Vishwasiti,
Shraddhate,
Shraddhate,
Sahabhaktiman Bhavati,
Sahabhaktiman Bhavati,
Sahapreshtam Lavate,
Sahapreshtam Lavate,
Sahapreshtam Lavate Iti,
Sahapreshtam Lavate Iti.
Yaha, any person. Any person. Vishwasiti believes and has full faith. Believes that whatever is said by Narad Maharshi in Narad Bhakti Sutra, it is true. It is true. Narad Proktam, said by Devarshi Narad, Siva Anusasanam, Siva Anusasanam, the teaching of Siva. And one another meaning of Siva is the auspicious. Auspicious. Anusasan means teaching. Anusasan means also auspiciousness. So either teaching of Siva or the auspicious teaching. Vishwasiti Shraddhate, believes and has full faith. I will tread this path come what may. If that faith is there, Vishwasiti. So why two words are being used by Naradji, Vishwasiti and Shraddhati? So it is said, Vishwas in Bhakti before experience and Shraddha in Bhakti, firm faith after experience. So therefore Naradji is using these two words. Sa Bhaktiman Bhavati, he becomes a great Bhakta. Great Bhakta. What will he get? In this sutra, Narada is saying that you will be getting 100% success. No failure. 100% success. What will he get? Preshtam Labhate. Preshtam Labhate. So there is one word, Ishta. Ishta, another is Preshta. What is Ishta? Ishta means that which is dear to one individual. One individual. Suppose I love idli. Other person might be loving pasta. Third person might be loving music. Some person might be loving art. Some person might be loving dance. So each person according to his own vasana, something is dear to him. He thinks he will get ananda from art, somebody will get ananda from dance, somebody will get from idli, somebody from pasta. This way everybody has got his own choice. But what is preshtam? Preshtam is that which is dear to all. It's a common factor. It is dear to all. So each individual is trying to get ananda through different action. Preshtam indicates that they are getting all the ananda from the Paramananda. The source is that Lord only. Source is that preshtam. Preshtam labhate. That whosoever follows this bhakti mar, he will get preshtam. Preshtam means the Paramatma ananda. That Paramatma ananda is the source of all ananda, whether it is music, art, or idli, or dosa, or pasta, pizza, whatever it is, the source is only one. Preshtam labhate, preshtam labhate. Paramananda he will get. So, truly speaking, you see, all our actions are for sukh only, is it not so? Each one of us, we are acting in this world for sukh. And the source of sukh is only Lord. Therefore, Bhagavan in Bhagavad Gita says, Mam vartaman urvartante manusya partha sarvasa. All the manusya, they are all acting in the world. Why? For ananda. And who is the source of ananda? I am the source of ananda. So they are all working for me. You see, Bhagavan. Each one of us is working for ananda only. And Bhagavan is saying, they are all working for me only. I am the source. Okay. So prest is ananda. So why said two times? It is said two times that this Paramatma ananda is the greatest, is the shresht. Sarvesam priya atma. Sarvesam priya atma. It is the shresht. Best. So thus we complete Narad Bhakti Sutra with the grace of Lord and with the blessing of the entire Guru Parampara. And we thank all of you for giving us chance to reflect on Narad Bhakti Sutra. Hari Om. Om.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.